Dear Editor, I've read a few letters to the Richmond News in the past about the back and forth between dog owners and cyclists at No. 3 Road Bark Park. I was never really compelled to get myself engaged in that matter until I saw the latest City of Richmond No. 3 Road Bark Park Safety Enhancements Project on www.letstalkrichmond.ca. The project presents three options, and regrettably, none of them allow for the harmonious coexistence of off-leash dogs and bicycles. As a person with a disability, I have a hard time walking, but riding a bicycle gives me the freedom and makes moving in places like No. 3 Road Bark Park a breeze. In addition to that, I'm also a dog owner who loves to take my dog to an off-leash park and see my dog enjoying the freedom of being off-leash. No. 3 Road Bark Park is pretty much the only spot in Richmond where I can give my dog some off-leash time while cruising on my bike. But with options A, B, or C, they're basically taking away my freedom to let my dog off-leash. I've got to ask, why can't cyclists and dog owners share the same space? Bikes have these things called brakes that work pretty well. All we need is to let cyclists go at a reasonable speed. In places where dogs can't run free, kids are still allowed, and cyclists have to be alert and ready for sudden surprises. So, why can't they do the same with dogs? It's frustrating to see society heading in a direction where everyone's trying to split into their own little groups instead of just getting along. Common sense seems to be in short supply, and it feels like we're always asking the government to micromanage our lives. Leo Holanda, Richmond. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.